Now that we have become familiar with the lyrics, the raga and the tala of this bhajan, let's move on to understanding the inner feeling with which the bhajan should be sung, so that we can offer it with heartfelt devotion to our beloved Lord. And for this, we need to know the meaning of all the words in this bhajan, at least to some extent. So let us begin with the first line.
Sai naam bolo, satya sai naam bolo.
Here the first word Sai means master, naam means name, the word bolo means chant, the word satya means truth. In a beautiful discourse that Swami delivered on the occasion of Krishna Janmashtami in 1998, Swami elaborated on what is the path of truth that every man should follow. In fact, he shared what is the best name of God too. He said, even though we have so many names to adore the divine, what is the name that describes the infinite one the best? And then he went on to explain why the infinite one descends in different human forms from time to time. And then, most importantly, he stressed on what is the truth we must know and practice. So let us listen to a short excerpt of that divine message delivered on August
14th, 1998.
Of all the attributes of names of God, Sat-Chit Ananda is the most precious.
Nitti Anandamanu Manavudu Pondavaranna ee Sat-Chit Anandamune Anusarinchali.
If man is to attain that bliss, one has to follow this path of Sat-Chit Ananda.
Anaga Trikalamulu Yendu Trilokamulu Yendu Maranatvanti Satyame Sat.
Sat is the truth that remains the same in all the three worlds and in all the three periods of time.
Atti satyanu manam konaganavunnanna satyamargamunande deenini anubhavinchali.
In order to know this truth, one has to tread along the path of truth.
Chit anaga paripurna gnaname.
Chit is total knowledge.
Itti paripurna gnanam chetane paramatmanu manam pondali.
Out of this total understanding, you can attain the divine.
Ee sat chit anandam rendikada undano akkade manaviki brahmanandam praptistundi.
Where these three principles, Sat-Chit Ananda, exist, there is supreme bliss, Brahmananda.
Manavudu daivanni pondeyalani nimittamai aneka sadhanalu chestunnadu.
Man takes to spiritual pursuit to
navavidhamaina margamunu anusaristunnadu.
He follows ninefold path.
Kani ivi kevalamu tatkali tripti nimittame kani ivi kaadu aanandanni andinchetuvantidi.
They all give him temporary satisfaction and not the bliss in total.
ఇది ప్రాప్తమైనటువంటి యొక్క సాధనలు.
They are all physical pursuits.
ఈ ప్రవృత్తి యొక్క సాధనను విరమించుకున్నప్పుడే నివృత్తి అయినటువంటి నిత్య ఆనందము మనకు ప్రాప్తమవుతుంది.
When once you give up this external friend and path and take to inward path, you will attain bliss.
అట్టి నిత్యానందమును అట్టి బ్రహ్మానందమును అట్టి అద్వైతానందమును అనుభవించగోరిన వారు సత్ చిత్తును అనుసరించాలి.
Those that want this eternal, supreme, non-dual bliss, one should follow this path of Sat-Chit Ananda.
Kanuka itti aanandam manaku labhinchavaranna satya margamunande manam praveshinchali.
In order to reach this blissful state, one has to follow the path of
satyame pratyaksha devamu.
Truth is God.
ఈ సత్యం సర్వత్రా నిండినటువంటిది.
ట్రూత్ ఈజ్ ఎవ్రీవేర్.
ఇది ఒక దేశమునకు, ఒక కాలమునకు, ఒక ప్రమాణమునకు చెందినటువంటిది కాదు.
Truth is beyond time and space, beyond all estimates.
Kalatitamainatvanti satyamu.
It transcends time.
Deshatitamainatvanti satyamu.
It's beyond space.
Gunatitamainatvanti satyamu.
Truth is attributeless.
Atti satyanni manam anusarinchinappude sat aneetvanti ananda swaroopunni manam pondagalamu.
When once we follow truth, naturally we can attain God, the embodiment of truth.
Dinne vedamu uttare atmanatmanam ఉద్ధరే ఆత్మనాత్మానాం అన్నారు. నిన్ను నీవు ఉద్ధరించుకో.
The Veda says that you have to work for your own emancipation.
నీ సత్యాన్ని నీవు గుర్తించుకో.
You should know your truth.
నీ హృదయాన్ని నీవు పరిశీలించుకో.
Investigate your own heart.
అందులో నీకు ఆనందం లభ్యమవుతుంది.
There lies the bliss.
కేవలం శరీరంతో చేసేటువంటి కార్యములన్నీ కూడాను కేవలము ఒక తాత్కాలిక తృప్తిని అందించేటువంటివి.
ఆల్ ఫిజికల్ పార్ట్స్ కన్ఫర్ ద టెంపరరీ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్.
కనుక ఈ దేహమునకు పిండము అని ఒక పేరు.
దిస్ బాడీ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ పిండము.
పిండమనగా బాడీ ది టెంపుల్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. ఇది మానవులకు ఒక విధమైనటువంటి ఒక అనుభూతిని అందించేటువంటి మార్గము.
Pindamu is the one that speaks that the body is the temple of God that gives him happiness to some extent.
కనుక ఈ టెంపుల్ అయినటువంటి ఈ దేహమును భగవత్ అర్పితం గావించటమే నిజమైన సాధన.
True spiritual path lies in offering this body to God.
మానవులకు చతుర్విధ పురుషార్థములని చెప్పగలుగుతున్నారు.
Man has four primary objectives in life.
ధర్మ, అర్థ, కామ, మోక్షములు. ఈ నాలుగు కూడాను పురుషార్థ ధర్మములు అని చెప్తూ వచ్చారు.
ద ఫోర్ ఆబ్జెక్టివ్స్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఆర్ రైచువస్నెస్, ద వెల్త్, ద డిజైర్ అండ్ లిబరేషన్.
ఈ నాలుగు పురుషార్థములు కూడాను ప్రవృత్తి మార్గమునందు మనకు శాంతి సంతోషాన్ని అందిస్తున్నాయి.
దీస్ ఫోర్ ఆబ్జెక్టివ్స్ గివ్ అస్ ద పీస్ అండ్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ ఇన్ ది ఎక్స్టర్నల్ వే.
ఈ ప్రాప్తమైన జీవితమునకు శాంతి సుఖములను అందిస్తున్నాయి.
ఇన్ దిస్ ఫిజికల్ వరల్డ్ దే గివ్ అస్ ద పీస్.
ఈ భౌతికమైన లోకమునకు సుఖములను అందిస్తున్నాయి.
In this world, it gives us all comfort.
కాని ఇది కాదు మన సుఖము.
This is not true happiness.
పరమ ప్రేమ అనేటువంటిది ఐదవ పురుషార్థం ఉంటున్నది.
There is fifth objective of life, the supreme love.
భగవంతుని ప్రేమించేటువంటి మార్గమునకు ప్రేమ శాస్త్రము అని ఒకటి పేరు.
It is the science of love that makes you love God intensely.
ఈ ప్రేమ శాస్త్రమును ఎవరు చక్కగా అర్థం గావించుకుందరో అట్టి వారికి అందులోనే ముక్తి మనకు లభిస్తుంది.
The one that who goes through the sacred text of love will find liberation.
ముక్తి అనగా ఏమిటి?
What is liberation?
అనగా తన జీవితమునకు ప్రవృత్తి మార్గమునందు ముక్తాయం గావించుకున్నదే ముక్తి.
ముక్తి ది లిబరేషన్ మీన్స్ దట్ విచ్ వుడ్ పుట్ ఎన్ ఎండ్ టు ఎక్స్టర్నల్ హ్యాపీనెస్ పర్సూట్స్.
భగవంతునికి ఏది మనం అర్పితం చేయాలి?
What is to be offered to God?
అనగా దేవుడు నివసించేటువంటి ఈ దేహమును, ఈ భవనమును, ఈ యొక్క గృహమును, ఈ యొక్క దేవాలయమును భగవంతునికే అర్పించాలి.
బాడీ ఇస్ ద టెంపుల్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్, వేర్ గాడ్ డ్వెల్స్ ఇన్ విద్ ఇన్, ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి ఆఫర్డ్ టు హిమ్.
దీనిని పితృదానము అన్నారు.
దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ పితృదానము.
అనగా పితృపిండము
ఆర్ పితృపిండము.
ఈ పిండమే దేహము.
దిస్ పిండము ఇస్ ద బాడీ.
దీనిని దైవమునకు అర్పించడమే ముక్తి.
Offering this pindamu, the body, to God is mukti, liberation.
Anaga ee dehamato aachinchetundi sarva karmala kudanu daivarpitamaina bhavamato manamu cheyali.
It only means that all our actions that we do with this body must be offered to God.
Idiye aidava purushartamainatundi shastramu.
This is the fifth sacred text of love.
Itti shastramu bodhinche nimittamu,
to teach this sacred text of love,
pavitramaina premanu andinche nimittamu,
to pass on this sacred love,
ee premanu sarvatra chaate nimittamu,
to publicize this love,
ee makarandamunu golinche nimittamu,
to make you the drink in the nectar of love,
bhagavantude nirakari aina bhagavantude goloka nundi bhulokamunaku swarupamai digi vastunnadu.
The formless God descends down on earth with a form.
Atti digi vachinatundi dinamane దైవం యొక్క పుట్టిన పండుగ అని చెప్పుకుంటున్నాం.
The day of descent of God on earth is the birthday of God.
ఎందుకోసం వస్తున్నాడు భగవంతుడు?
Why does he incarnate?
ఈ మాధుర్యాన్ని, ఈ మధురత్వాన్ని మానవత్వానికి అందించి తద్వారా మత్తును కల్పించి ఉన్మత్తును గావించి తదోన్మత్తులు కావడానికి వస్తున్నాడు.
God descends on earth to make the humanity drinking the nectar, enjoy the sweetness of the divinity and conduct themselves.
So here Swami so beautifully said, one has to follow the path of truth to reach the state of bliss. Only the path of truth can give us the experience of bliss, the bliss that man is always in quest of. But this true bliss, Swami said, cannot be attained by going after the four goals of life, dharma, artha, kama and moksha. Swami said there is a fifth goal of life, and the fifth goal of life is supreme love, parama prema, the principle of loving God intensely. This, Swami said, will lead us to liberation. and it is to teach this truth that God incarnates again and again, and it is this truth that we must realize and practice, and knowing this truth we must make best use of our body, and the best use of our body is to love God, to dedicate ourselves to the sacred ideal of supreme love. And towards the end of the same discourse, Swami so casually but clearly revealed one of the special characteristics of the Satya Sai Avatar, and then unequivocally again he stated what is the path of truth that we must diligently follow. Let's listen to him again.
The all incarnations are divine.
నిరంతరం కూడా నవ్వుతూ 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 తన యొక్క జీవితాన్ని అంతా కూడా నవ్వుతూనే దీన్ని అర్పితం గావిస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
కృష్ణ స్పెండ్ ఆల్ హిస్ టైమ్ స్మైలింగ్ అండ్ స్మైలింగ్
చేతనే అర్పితం గావించుకుంటూ వచ్చాడు.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ హి స్పెండ్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్
ఎలాంటి పరిస్థితిలో కూడా క్రోధం అనేటువంటిది లేదు.
ఎట్ నో పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ వాస్ హి ఎవర్ యాంగ్రీ. ఎప్పుడు
నవ్వు 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 నవ్వు.
హి వాస్ స్మైలింగ్ అండ్ స్మైలింగ్.
ఇది దైవం యొక్క ప్రధానమైనటువంటి లక్షణము.
ది ఇస్ ది మెయిన్ క్వాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
దేనికి కోపం కానీ అసూయ కానీ అహంకారం కానీ ఏమాత్రము నిరూపించలేదు.
గాడ్ హ్యాస్ నో ట్రేస్ ఆఫ్ ఈగో ఆర్ ప్రైడ్ ఆర్ వాట్ సో ఎవర్.
అట్టి పవిత్రమైన గుణములు ఇప్పుడు మాత్రమే కనిపిస్తున్నాయి.
దట్ సేక్రెడ్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఆర్ ప్రెసెంట్ రైట్ నౌ.
ఏ అవతారంలో కూడా కనిపించలేదు.
ఇన్ నో ఇన్కార్నేషన్ యు ఎవర్ నోటీస్ దాట్.
కానీ అన్ని అవతారంలో కూడా ఆయా దివ్యత్వం ఒకటే అయినప్పటికీ కొన్ని కొన్ని పరిస్థితుల ప్రభావాలు పురస్కరించుకుని కొన్ని ప్రవర్తిస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
Though the divinity is uniform in all of the incarnations, but he expressed himself in different ways based on the circumstances.
కాని దైవత్వాన్ని మనం హృదయపూర్వకంగా విశ్వసించాలి.
So we should develop full faith in God.
నిన్ను నీవు ఏ రీతిగా విశ్వసిస్తున్నావో
just as you have faith in yourself,
ఆలంగా భగవంతుని విశ్వసించాలి.
Develop faith in God.
Faith in yourself and God.
Faith in yourself and God.
This is the secret of greatness.
This is the secret of greatness.
ఇది నిన్ను ఏ విధంగా నీవు విశ్వసిస్తున్నావో అట్లనే భగవంతుని విశ్వసించాలి.
Just as you have faith in yourself,
దైవమే నీవు.
You are God. God is you only.
ఎందుకు నీ సందేహాలకంత అవకాశం అందిస్తున్నావు?
Why do you scope?
ఈ సందేహం నిన్ను దేహాన్ని ధ్వంసం చేస్తుంది.
In fact, this doubt will ruin you.
కనుక సందేహాన్ని దూరం చేసుకోండి.
సో గివ్ అప్ ఆల్ దిస్
అనువాదాన్ని నిర్మూలం గావించుకోండి.
డిస్పెల్ ఆల్ దిస్
ప్రేమతత్వాన్ని పెంచుకోండి.
డెవలప్ లవ్.
సత్య మార్గంలో ప్రవేశించండి.
ఫాలో ద పాత్ ఆఫ్ ట్రూత్.
దివ్యమైనటువంటి తత్వాన్ని అనుభవించండి.
ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ద డివినిటీ.
ఇది ఏ నిజమైనటువంటి యొక్క సాధన, ఇది ఏ నిజమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఆధ్యాత్మికము.
దిస్ ఇస్ ట్రూ స్పిరిచువల్ పాత్ అండ్ ట్రూ స్పిరిచువాలిటీ.
So that was from Krishna Janmashtami Discourse 1998, and Swami so interestingly said that Krishna avatar is special because he was always smiling, and in the same vein Swami added, such is the nature of the Satya Sai avatar too. Wow, that was lovely, isn't it? And then finally Bhagwan emphasized what is true sadhana, what is true spirituality. It is to demolish doubts and develop love. This is the ultimate truth of the spiritual path. This is the truth of the avatar. This is the truth we have to follow. This is the truth in the name Satya Sai. So this first line exhorts all of us to chant the name of this Satya Sai, who is the ultimate embodiment of truth, the truth that there is no truth higher than supreme love. Let's move on to the second line.
Sai Madhava, Sai Keshava, Shri Hari Naam Bolo.
The word Madhava, Keshava and Hari are different names used to adore Lord Krishna. The word Shri is a term of respect while addressing a person. Madhava comes from Ma and Dhava. Ma refers not only to Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of all types of prosperity and wealth, but also Prakriti or nature. And in another context, it means illusion. Hence, Madhava is he who is the master of all these, master of nature, master of illusion. On November 23rd, 2008, Bhagwan announced in his birthday discourse that he has decided to have a separate campus in Mudanahalli, which would be affiliated to the Sri Satya Sai University. And on February 14th, 2009, Bhagwan went to Mudanahalli to lay the foundation stone for the fourth campus of the Sai University. When Bhagavan delivered his discourse that day in Muthanahalli, he declared that the campus would be inaugurated in 1 year, overcoming all obstacles, as this was his divine sankalpa, his divine will. He said that the entire project would be borne by him alone, and he lovingly advised the patrons not to accept any money from outside. In fact, Bhagavan said, "When Lakshmi resides in my Vakshasthala, why do I need anyone's financial assistance?" So that is Lord Sai, who is indeed the master of Mother Lakshmi. Moving on, the name Keshava means the one who destroys troubles or klesha. Another meaning is the one who has lovely locks of dark and curly hair. This is derived from the word Kesha, which means hair. This name of the Lord indicates that his hair is black, that his hair is curly, and his hair is indescribably beautiful. The word Keshava also signifies the slaying of a demon named Kesi in the Krishna avatar. This is an interpretation given by Sri Adi Shankaracharya, and it is supported by the Vishnu Purana too. Kamsa, the maternal uncle of Krishna, sent the demon Kesi to kill little Krishna, but it was Kesi who actually met his death at the hands of Krishna. There is one more meaning that Adi Shankara has given. Kesa denotes the rays that emanate from the sun. Krishna is the source of the sun. He is the source of the moon and all the effulgent objects in the cosmos, and that is why he is called Keshava. Adi Shankara presents support from Mahabharata, in which Krishna says, "The rays that are emanating from me are called Kesas, and so the learned Brahmins call me by the name Keshava." So those are the beautiful explanations of the word Keshava. Coming to Hari, Bhagavan says Hari means remover or destroyer, since he destroys hurdles on the path of human beings to sadhana. The name Hari also means the one who is green in color, because of the root word Hara, which means green. In the Mahabharata, Krishna says, "My superior complexion is green, and therefore I am called Hari." The inner meaning is that the sight of green gives a feeling of peace to the mind. Similarly, remembering Hari, the green-hued, refreshing one, he soothes our nerves and he calms our mind. Sai Madhava, Sai Keshava, Shri Hari Naam Bolo. We call out to the Lord using this beautiful name, Sai Madhava Keshava Hari. We move on to the third line.
Allah Ishwar Isa Masiha.
Allah refers to the formless divinity that Muslims revere and worship. Baba explains that A stands for Atma, the eternal soul, La stands for Layam. Thus invoking Allah signifies merging in the Atma. The second word Ishwar in this context refers to Lord Shiva. Bhagavan says the word Ishwar means the divinity that is regarded as the possessor of the infinite and inexhaustible wealth. He elaborates that the health is one kind of wealth, material riches is another, but he further adds that knowledge, virtues, wisdom, all of these are included in the term wealth, and Ishwara is the one who is the master of Sakala Ishwarya, all kinds of wealth. Isa refers to Jesus Christ. Bhagwan once revealed that the original name of Jesus was Isa, and it refers to the eternal absolute God. He said that in the Tibetan manuscript at the monastery where Isa spent some years, his name is written as Isa, which means the Lord of all living beings. The fourth word Masiha means protector, one who is endowed with powers to revive the dead. Dr. S.K. Upadhyay is an ophthalmologist by profession, and he is from United Kingdom. He has conducted innumerable free medical camps in India and abroad, restoring vision to thousands of poor people through surgery. He has received training under Professor Eric Arnott, who is credited to have propelled European ophthalmology into modern cataract surgery. He narrates an incident that showed Swami's omnipresence in a medical camp in Guyana in West Indies. During the camp, one of the volunteers brought a desperate man with his 8-year-old daughter who had disfigurement of one eye. And it was a very pathetic condition. It was shrinkage of the eye, because of tuberculosis. Her friends at school and in the village taunted and laughed at her plight. And that is the reason why she stopped going to school and mixing with other children. The worried father prayed desperately for help and also tried locally but found no help. And now he started losing faith in God. It was at this time that he was approached by a Sai volunteer and invited to the medical camp. Dr. Upadhyay examined the child and found that it was possible to fit a cosmetic prosthetic device and improve her look. And when her father heard this, his face lit up. But then the doctor told him that unfortunately he did not have the device with him at that point in time, and even if he had, it may not match with the other eye or fit properly because it was a made-to-order device. And the father became very sad. A ray of hope which had just emerged had died down. He started crying and lamenting, "I know there is no one to help us. Even God has deserted us." Dr. Upadhyay was very moved and he prayed to Bhagwan to help this father so that he continues to have his faith in God. Dr. Upadhyay then asked the father to allow him to take his daughter's picture so that he could order the right device. Reluctantly, the father allowed him to do so, and Dr. Upadhyay then reached into his bag for the camera. As he was taking the camera out, Dr. Upadhyay noticed a small box fell on the floor. Since he used the same bag and camera almost every day, he was surprised because he did not remember seeing it earlier. He opened the box very curiously and he was simply amazed. He could not believe his eyes. There was a prosthetic device of just the right size for the correct side of the face and matching with the girl's other eye. Dr. Upadhyay says, "This could not be a coincidence because everything we carry is carefully documented for customs clearance. I thanked Swami for this timely help yet again." And he says the rest was simple. The prosthetic device was fitted, and when I handed over the mirror to the little girl, she smiled. She not only smiled, there were tears rolling down her eyes and from the eyes of her father. And immediately the father knelt down and he prayed, "Ya Allah, forgive me, I lost faith in you." And then he grabbed Dr. Upadhyay's hand and he wanted to thank him, but Dr. Upadhyay pointed Swami's picture and told him that he should thank only Swami, because Swami's delivery is the fastest divine delivery system. The father then bowed down in front of Swami's picture and he said, thank you so much for restoring my faith in God." Well, that is the benevolent Lord, who responds to the prayer emanating from a sincere heart. It doesn't matter what our faith is, doesn't matter whom we worship, it all reaches the same source. So in this line, we call out to this ever-protective Lord through different names, Allah, Ishwar, Isa. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Buddha Mahavir Naam.
The first word here is Buddha. It refers to Lord Buddha, whom the Buddhists revere. Swami says Buddha is not a personal name. Buddha is one who is spiritually enlightened, who is mentally awakened, and who has realized the supreme truth. His heart is ever full of compassion and love. Buddha is unaffected by the vicissitudes of life. Mahavira is the founder of Jainism, and this can be split into Maha, which means great, and Vira means the brave one. Swami explains that he was called so because he was able to control all his senses and become a Jinnah. Jinnah is a term that the Jains used, which means the victor. Mahavira is the one who had victory over all his sensory faculties. Naam is name. So in this line, Buddha Mahavira Naam, we call out to the Lord who appeared as Buddha, as Mahavira. Let's move on to the last line.
Sai Madhava, Sai Keshava, Shri Hari Naam Bolo.
This is a repeat of an earlier line of this bhajan. Once again, we call out the beautiful Lord who is adored as Madhava, as Keshava, as Hari. So with this, dear listeners, we have finished gaining a glimpse of the subtle meaning of every word of this bhajan. And with this deeper understanding, let's now proceed listening to the complete version of the bhajan as it is sung in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir.